quotation marks for non-quotes. Finally, we'll look at using quotation marks in English for writing non-quotes. This is typically reserved for informal writing, so there are no hard and fast rules regarding usage. Quotation marks that do not quote anything usually change the tone of a word, phrase, or sentence. You can generally use quotation marks for non-quotes in the following situations. To demonstrate a sarcastic tone. I love doing math homework. To question the legitimacy of something. He thinks that he's an intellectual, but he's not very bright. To indicate an informal name or expression. Australia is known as the land down under. To name part of a larger work, like a chapter or episode. My favorite episode of Friends is the one where everybody finds out. Again, these types of quotation marks should usually be reserved for informal writing, with the exception of chapters and episodes. Since quotation marks are meant for quotes, that's how you should use them in formal writing, like essays or reports. However, with informal writing, you have a lot more freedom to use them to demonstrate a specific tone or implication. Some people even use quotation marks for non-quotes when speaking. They do this by extending and bending their pointer and middle fingers to form the shape of a double quotation marks. This is usually done to indicate sarcasm or question the legitimacy of something being said. However, you don't have to use finger quotes when speaking. They're completely optional. Conclusion. Though there are different rules to learn, quotation marks are not too complicated in English. As long as you put one at the beginning of a quote and one at the end, you're probably good to go. In any case, if you want to write with proper English grammar, you'll need to memorize the rules above. We hope you found this overview on how to use quotation marks useful. As always, for all things English conversation, grammar, or job related, visit the Magoosh Speaking blog.